Blog Talk Radio.
Right. Well, I guess we're on. My God, this delay is driving me nuts. Anyway, hey, Thursday night, and there's a little bit of a delay in the sound system here, so it's kind of driving me nuts. Kind of makes you sound talk like you're on drugs or something. Say something, Dave Bannister.
Well, small technical difficulty, but I think we work our way through that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Dave Bannister over there, solo artist out of Battle Creek, and then makes his way down to Florida, gets his fill down there, and then he comes right back up here and goofs off and does his thing. Yeah. And then you got Beth right over there across from me.
Hey, what up?
What do you think of that echo?
It's a little strange. It's a lot better.
Weird reverb.
That is strange. Okay, that's a little bit better right there. But anyway, hey, yeah, Thursday night, and you know what that means? It's the day before Friday, the big weekend coming up. Let's see here. So I'm going to talk about last weekend. We played out at M89 Sports Bar, Barefoot Blonde did, and that was our first time out there. I got to thank Larry Harper for having us out there. Normally, Typo is out there on a Friday and Saturday whenever they play out there. But Saturday night, they had to go play. Where did they have to go play?
They were just right down in Plainmo Bay.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they had that big carnival down there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they asked us to play down there. And so, yeah, 9:30 to 1:30. And a nice crowd, great owner. People were really nice to us. I had a really good time and got another chance to use my XR16 Behringer digital PA system. And that's always fun to mess with and get going. Had Big Al Garen out there, drummer dude, and I let him run our sound for a little bit there off of the tablet, and he was having a lot of fun with that. So something tells me, I think that next time we go over there, Al might be getting one of those PA systems. What do you think?
Oh, God. Al loved that PA system. It's odd how different you sound in a good way. Because you guys always sounded good before, and now it's like.
Well, I know it's just crystal clear. Like I've said before there, we separate the subsystem and then just run the bass guitar and the kick drum. And then vocals and everything else comes through the main, so you get that nice crystal clear tone. You don't get all those low, you know, weak tones or anything. And I think that's what makes the big difference right there. But little extra work there on getting it all set up, but it's well worth it because, yeah, we get good compliments off of it. So I don't know.
Well, that sounds like a good idea. I wouldn't mind running the software sometime. I'd love to do that.
Heck yeah. Like I said, we had Al. I just took the tablet over to him while he was sitting over in the corner there, and I said, hey, look, just, you know, move this, and this. And
well, anything about that, too, you get different sounds from different parts.
Yeah.
The building, you can kind of dial them in.
Yeah, it's like
a little bit closer.
A roving sound.
You guys had a good sound anyway, but that only enhances it.
Well, I think too, because the speakers, we got them up off the ground too, you know, whereas those columns that Julie had, you know, you set those on the ground.
Right.
And
I don't like
course,
the bass going on the floor.
Yeah.
It's been distorted by the chairs and up off the ground always sounds a little better.
Exactly. And the horns, you know, they're only coming at you, you know, at your stomach level, so you can't get a good clean sound, but hey, it did
well. Frank, you always got the best tour.
That's what I keep hearing. People keep asking me, like, what are you getting next? What are you getting next? And that was where that blaster come in over there, that feedback destroyer. Behringer finally tried that out. And now that's kind of cool because I was just telling you earlier, Dave, how that thing operates. You don't have to worry about, you know, feedback at the beginning of the night there, you know, when you do your first song, you're always a little bit nervous about turning the mains up because somebody's going to feedback somewhere somehow. And then here you are trying to play guitar and adjust the sound and all that. And so with that feedback destroyer, that thing there knocks them right out automatically. And you just crank that thing up where you want it at. And yeah, and you don't have to worry about it. And then it's constantly monitoring. So if somebody happens to point a mic at the monitor or gets a little carried away.
Or something.
Huh?
Might have rolled a little.
I remember when we were doing the two-piece thing down here at the Legion.
Oh, my God.
That was the first night there. Had the speaker right up, right next to her head. And I told her, I said, you know, she has a wireless mic. And I told her, I said, don't go waving that thing around. You know, what does she do? That thing starts screaming. It's like a hot potato, man. She's like running around. Like, give me the mic. And all they did was turn it off. But, yeah, man, it don't take much. You get the feedback on.
Do you think you'll use that for your two-man gig, the Destroyer?
No.
No, you don't have enough going on. Okay.
No, there's not.
Usually it can swell if you're quick enough.
Yeah. Well, with those mirror systems that we use.
I haven't had a problem with it.
I had a little problem with it, but it was the trim on her microphone. There's a preamp on her wireless mic. And it was cranked all the way up, and I didn't realize that. So it was really sensitive. So we were having a big feedback problem. And as soon as I backed off on that, of course, everything was able to come right up and didn't have any other problems or anything. So
those are the things that usually, like my Marex this weekend, I'm moving it, and a couple of the settings got moved.
You're getting used to that thing now, aren't you?
And that'll kind of mess you up because you're not where they're supposed to be.
Yeah.
What the heck's going on here, man? Oh, that's what it is. That one's all the way up. As soon as you get it
dialed in. You don't have a case for that thing either.
I'm going to get one. Just talking about this.
Yeah.
I've got the foam already.
Well, there you go. So, Harbor Freight. That's where I got that one.
I've been on the back of my mind.
There you go.
Yeah, he
went
and got a wireless yesterday
and tried
it out.
I see. Now, we'll talk about that.
Yeah, it's the Line 6 G30 wireless system. It's the cheapest of their line of their system. It's just $200 for the thing, and you can walk away up to like 100 feet, and it won't drop on it. And it's down to 2.4 gigahertz, so it's way up there. You don't have to worry about noises coming through the
Bluetooth.
Nothing like that, but. Yeah, I took it over to practice last night, and of course Bernie's got the same exact same thing on his bass, that G30, and him and I would run.
Oh, I was on the head video.
Chasing
two old men chasing each other around. It almost looked weird.
Oh man, yeah. Well, it's nice. I mean, to be able to run around there and not have a stupid cord.
Yeah, I switched over to that last year. I don't know which one it is, but I really like it. Not having that cable.
Oh, yeah. And it doesn't mess with the sound. A lot of people say they get a little bit of a coloration or a loss in sound, but I didn't have any problems with that one. You can't beat it.
You know, it's over to the waitress and say, hey, I need another.
Exactly. Well, I thought about it, too, the fact that now I can walk out, listen to the sound, and then, you know, start making adjustments for it. Yeah, it's
only going to get better.
No, I tell you what, I'm still waiting for the day where you just take everything to the bar or venue where you're at and then flip all the switches on and then have everything recognize themselves. And no cords or not.
Right.
Would that be cool?
It's going to be. It's going to happen.
Because as of right now, you know.
They actually do have those wireless speakers, but let me say I'm not so sure about them.
Not convinced.
Well, I wasn't convinced about your Destroyer there, but
yeah, and
we're good, so
yeah, it does. That's the very latest one there, too. And they've been listening to their customers because, like I said, the earlier models there knocked out too many side frequencies,
right.
And then you wind up getting a muddled mess. But with that,
the art of sound control is just exactly that art. You get a good sound man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't profess to be one, but, you know, I like to tinker. you know, the EQs and that, they know where those are at. It makes a big difference.
Oh, yeah. Well, another thing about that, too, is once you turn that on, there's a little button on it that says learn. You hit that once, and then it's live. It's sitting there trying to pick up. But you can also, if you hold it a little bit longer, it'll pre-learn the bad frequencies ahead of time before you even out there playing. And what it does, it sets off some frequencies. That's
See, what Frank does, folks, is this is like
late into the night.
A two-week process when he wants something. Because he'll go through every review and really study it and check it out and go through it. And then he sits there and goes, "Coach, I really want this." And he talks to me about it, and he'll finally, I'll just go,
okay, terrific.
And then he won't. Then a couple days later, he goes ahead and buys it. But, you know, like, he really...
He does his homework.
He does do his homework. And I appreciate that because he does that with everything.
Well,
you know, up from the TVs to...
He goes deep.
Yeah.
Well, let's have the fun.
Yeah.
You know, getting up here in the middle of the night there, you're going to...
Me, I just scratch the surface.
That looks pretty good.
Our joke between each other is he'll say, "Well, I was talking to so-and-so about whatever piece of equipment he bought." He goes, and then they got the look. And I'm like, "What, the deer in the headlight look?" He goes, "Yep."
Oh, yeah.
Walk away.
I try to explain this stuff to some people there. And they're like, "Okay, all right." And I'm like, "Okay, I'll back off." Because I don't want to explain every little thing about that.
Well, you got to, it's one thing they don't explain, to being able to retain it.
Well, that's my problem. I mean, the only reason I learn half this stuff is because I keep reading it over and over and over. Then you get in there and you check out reviews, people's reviews and everything.
Yeah, for YouTube reviews.
Well, no, if you go on Amazon.com, a lot of people Amazon, and then you'll get like 50 or 60 reviews, and those people are brutally honest, you know. And you just overall go through them, and I was like, all right, well, they don't seem to be bitching about too much about it, so I need to buy it. And I just go to my Sweetwater site.
Well, see, he's gotten in at the post office, too, so if it doesn't work, then he knows it's going to get packed up and sent back accordingly.
That's why these boxes are all over the house. I don't dare throw nothing away in case I want to turn it back in, but I'm not taking that feedback straight back, that's for sure.
That's already paid for itself.
Yes, it has. It really did, because that M89 sports bar, all them people sitting there waiting for something to happen, you know, and
rock it right out. I'm sorry I missed that one.
Oh, that was fun. Those people are so nice. The owner was really great. They have a light system in there, the old par 57s are the big, I don't know if you're familiar with the size of a light system, but they're the big ones.
Can't say the name.
Can lights. They look like big.
They're the big can lights. They're about that big around, and you could hold a piece of bread in front of one there and toast it, no problem. That's how hot that
is. Burns your retina out.
So I'm looking at this, and he's going, "Well, you know what?" He's going, "We got our air conditioner on." He goes, "I'm not going to turn those on until just before you guys get ready to play." And he said, "I think you're going to realize why, because when I put them on, the heat's going to kick in." And it did get warm.
You know, you should go to the LED system.
Well,
that's another show.
Yeah. A band a while back cleared out, and they called him up and said, "Hey, you can keep those lights." So that's what they must have done. Yeah, exactly. Well,
the problem with me is Julie had to leave early that night, so Frank got me up at the last set to sing a few songs. You know, they're all tall. So they have these lights set accordingly for them so they're not blinding them. So they're down here. Well, then that's only 5'3", so I'm up there singing going, "I can't see anything, I'm blind," and, you know, they're all like raised my eyes.
Well, that's a good thing, you know, for some people, you know, they don't want to...
Yeah, because I have...
Get all shy and everything.
Well, you got to get your sea legs out there.
Yeah.
When you got a good sound, it's a lot easier to come right in and start rocking.
Yeah.
Well, see, that was the thing. Julie had to leave, a half hour early. And so we had to do the last part of the set ourselves. So
yes, that's only
I had fun with
30
that
minutes. Oh, what's that, 6-7 songs?
Yeah.
Do your best stuff.
Some old Stones tunes.
Yeah, we had fun.
Yeah, it was. It went by fast.
Julie sounds great.
Yeah.
It's always good when you get the energy from the crowd, pull that in, and makes it a lot of fun.
So you got any other gigs lined up around here?
I actually don't. I need to. I haven't put myself out there a whole lot. I got a gig up there in Muskegon there next month.
Yeah.
The Eagles there in one.
Oh, okay.
But I'm ready to play. I've been trying to just add songs and keep polished.
Yeah, really. So did you say you got your guitar fixed?
It's got a little tune up on it. But needs a new EQ
right.
One of the bands or whatever.
Oh, well, you completely gave them up.
Yeah, one of the pickups. I guess you started something about lost space.
Whatever that means,
yeah,
right?
I don't know. All I know is it doesn't sound right.
Really?
So,
how old is it?
15 years old now.
That's a
Taylor.
Taylor
414. It costs a little bit of a change to get that replaced.
Man, I wish I could do what you do. Just be able to go out there, entertain, whether you have backing tracks or not. I mean, you just get up there and you know how to chit-chat and talk to people, and somebody asks for a song. I mean, you give it a try, and it's convincing. And I'm like, damn, and here I am stuck with my electric guitar, my effects pedal, and backing track.
Well, you know, you do what you do good. Everybody's got a different style, and I like your style. As an entertainer, I like to be entertained just as much. And I see a lot of guys doing the same guitar that you had last weekend. Red Rooster there and backing track does the lead. Sounds great.
It's a lot of fun.
It's a different style.
Yeah.
You can't, what make the world go around.
Well, I guess that just comes from being in a band, forever and not, because the only acoustic guitar I've ever owned was one my dad owned. And I was like 15 years old and confiscated that from him because he'd get out there and try and play some stuff, and then you'd hear him start swearing, and you put it down. So finally, I went, I'm going to try it out. And that's how it starts.
Yeah. That's you get the passion for it.
But I'm just not an acoustic guitar kind of guy, though. I don't know why.
Well, I'm the exact same way when you hand me a work trip.
There you go. Just like you said, everybody's got his own way. I don't know.
But it ain't as bad as you think. Another night when I was playing out there with you over there in Hayton.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Down here in Sturgis.
Yeah, Sturgis, and I picked up your guitar, and it didn't take me long, prior to it. So,
But Dad was a little bit cool out. I wish I had that mic to do over again. My game was thrown completely off without that mic stand. I mean, you get psyched up going out there, and you plan on doing things a certain way. You set up and get off psyched up and everything. And the whole time I'm setting up, I'm thinking, what am I going to do about a mic stand? So you sit up there at the bar waiting for that thing to show up. And I'm like, I'm glad you just happened to be around, be around to be able to bring it.
I
appreciate that.
I've been in that situation a number of different things. You don't matter.
I've forgotten stuff before, but geez, nobody ever forgets a mic stand.
Oh, I forgot my microphone for one gig there in Lansing.
Oh, yeah. That's worse,
I might as well even have a guitar.
Just play all instrumental stuff.
Yeah, that happens. You always have that feeling in the back of your head. You know you forgot something.
Wow.
That all worked out. That was a good night. Are you going to go back there?
No.
No?
You know what? I all in on Barefoot Blonde right now.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Well, I got everything I need for the two-piece thing. I got it all dialed in. We played quite a few places, and now all of a sudden, Barefoot Blonde's back to playing out again. So, now my concentration's jumped over there.
Back to the curve. Thanks, Julie.
She's a little upset about that, but I just go back and forth. I just got to concentrate on one or the other. But
I know that is.
Well,
you're good at both, so.
Well, we're playing pretty steady there for a while, but I just haven't bothered to go back to talk to anybody. I mean, they go, they said, hey, call us up and get your book back.
There's a little bit of ways to go.
Especially if it's late.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I just got on Facebook and I started thinking about different bars and different names. And I'm telling you, Facebook, that's the way to get a gig now. To me. I mean, that's how I got most of mine. You just message the bar, and then, you know, whoever is most important there is probably going to be the one that's going to answer me back. And every time I've sent one out, they've come back. Well, none of that, but I've got samples on my Facebook page of songs.
Yeah.
And then I just said, hey, go over there and listen to that real quick and see what you think, and then get back to me. And then they've gotten back to me.
We're going to talk about that after the show.
Yeah.
Tyler Leary and Fort Myers are going to send it to.
I was trying to figure that out, and I'm pretty sure it is the first weekend of February. Yeah.
That's Daytona week, whatever.
Making the trip to Florida.
Since I cannot work past the last day of January, and the first is on a Wednesday, so I will have that whole.
Definitely, we'll talk more about that.
Yeah.
Situation.
Yeah.
Gonna have fun down in Florida.
You gonna have fun
in Florida. I haven't been down there in so long.
You know, my new music family, boy, I have experienced some things, and I just can't wait to go to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Check that out.
Right.
In the winter, even. I'm gonna go to Florida in the winter. Bye. So, where are you playing up this weekend, Dave?
I'm just gonna be up to Muskegon. I'll fill in for. One of my good friends, Buddy Pops.
Yeah. I saw you.
And he was at the Claire's here last year.
That was so weird. I saw that picture. And, you know, well, where's he at? I said, well, it doesn't say, but it looks like it's Claire's. I can't believe from just that little bit of brick in the background, I was like, I didn't know they had any entertainment up there.
They do, actually, quite a bit. Different genres. You know, we got jazz and female singers and doing different things. Yeah, they have actually, I'm sure if you got on their Facebook page, you'd be able to have it on there. But, you know, I'm not much into, migrate to the Latin world.
Yeah.
You know, much
not
as
the dinner music.
Not dinner music on the blues side and jazz.
Yeah.
So. Nothing against it.
No. You just like what you like.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what everybody would say to me. Why don't you sing girls' songs? I said, because I like 70s men songs. That's what I like to sing. And that's just what you go towards, I guess. Whatever it is you like, whatever pulls your heart.
A lot out there missing that in that genre.
Yep. So, Frank.
What?
I don't know. What's up? No,
I'm just listening to you jibber jabber over there.
So Barefoot Blonde's going to be at Fantasy Forest at the Lila Arboretum in Battle Creek this weekend. They're going to be carving up some of those trees.
Yeah, that all starts at around 6 o'clock, I think, didn't it?
Yeah, it starts about 6, and the first band is the Deep Fried Pickle Project.
It's project.
All homemade instruments. And those guys, I mean, it sounds cheesy, and it kind of is, but they are awesome. They just are so entertaining and so good. So they are like
we interviewed them back in 2-3 years ago.
A couple years ago, we saw them. They were down playing during Lollapalooza.
You know how they, have you ever been down there for the Lollapalooza?
I did stop in to see you guys last year.
It was kind of cool because, you know, you got all those pathways there, and then the little side band will sit there off at the sidewalks there, and you just walk by, and then they're off into the weeds a little bit and listen to them. And
they were so good. I mean, I just couldn't believe how good they were. That was homemade instruments.
Pretty funny. Homemade instruments.
Yeah, so we start at, Barefoot Blonde starts at 8:30 to 10:30, but I think they're starting at 6 to 8.
Yeah, 6 to 8. Yeah, it gives us a half hour to get set up.
So, you know, it's worth your time to go down there.
Weather's going to be nice.
Oh, my God. So it's got to be better than it was today.
Yeah, free air conditioning.
Crap, man, it was kind of cool out today. I couldn't believe that.
It goes from hotter than Hades yesterday and humid to nice and cool, like a fall day today.
Yeah. No, it's definitely going to be nice tomorrow, only for the fact that we're going to be playing outside. So that's the reason. Then I got my fan ready to go.
Yeah, if I pack it in the car for you, you'll get what I take.
God.
Because I'm your official roadie because you can't carry anything.
See, that's the other thing about running the PA now. You're going to need a bigger car. That thing, she packs that thing up so tight, she uses a shoehorn damn near there.
Well,
I mean,
like
everything is sitting there just great.
Yeah. Everything goes in there a certain way. And it's like everybody wants to help them. Like, no. Just set up there. I know how it goes. Otherwise, it's not going to fail.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got that. Well, what do you mean? Post office.
Yeah.
A little knack.
Well, you know, that's so funny, too, because people come in post office and go, oh, that's never going to fit in that. I'm like, watch it. Because, yes, it's going to fit, and you have to go just like that. Yeah. So.
Good stuff.
Yeah. I don't know.
But anyway, so Dave is just hit. How long are you here anyway until you go back to Florida?
Well, I'll be back. I'm going to stay up for till probably Christmas. Because I want to see the seasons change, unless it gets, like, already cold, then I might change.
Already cold.
It might be winter next week,
maybe. Exactly. You never know.
4th of July.
Surprise. It's I love the holiday itself. I promised Nancy that I would stay for Christmas. She loves Christmas. So.
I know you have it.
Christmas is a great holiday.
Yeah, I think I think by then I'll definitely be ready for some warmer weather. Especially if it's, you know, it gets hard, cold winter.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you definitely love it down there. It's fun.
I like staying.
Yeah.
I wonder if the post office hires out back.
See, you want to? It doesn't matter.
What do you mean?
Just call them up and go, well, I'm going to transfer. They already fixed this out there. Wait.
There you go. Long distance flow affair.
Hell no, you're going too, old man.
No, see, that's what Skype's all about. I could talk to you anytime and on Skype.
No.
What the hell, huh?
You can't stay by yourself. You go with me.
I think what you're saying is the old ball and chain.
That's right.
Kind of like that Randy Travis tune that Before You Kill Us All.
Yeah, I could not.
It could be true.
I remember the first time I went on a girl's trip when we were together. And I was gone, 3 days?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And the place
to
myself.
Yeah. Yeah, he was rocking it, you know. No. He's like, you're back.
The dishes
like
were piling off.
Sounds like true.
Nobody was getting fed, eating fast food.
It's like the song, the plants were starting to die.
Yeah. Boy, the plants are not.
Cast down 3 more lives, you know. So nobody's calling in. This is cool. Mm-hmm. Why isn't anybody calling in? You know, I have a lot of Facebook stalkers. I know somebody has seen the post.
Jeff Hyten. We're going to be talking about 11 bladed propellers. Now, what the hell is that supposed to mean?
What?
Jeff Hyten.
Yeah.
Buddy of mine there. I got him on the remote control stuff. I mean, he's heavy into the rockets.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a different show.
Oh, my God. This dude here, he was crazy for the rockets. Man, we used to go to the rockets events in April. And
I love rockets.
We are talking some big ones. We're talking over there by Stevensville, then toward Chicago area there. And, not that, but then I was building the RC plane, home builds, making my own stuff. And then when I'd go over to his place there, and he's got a big old yard and stuff, and take it over there, and we just run the hell out of them things, you know. And had a lot of fun with that, but until he started crashing them and everything, then I just stopped going over there.
I love RC too. It's another hobby that I've got.
Yeah, all that other stuff.
Oh, see, I got RC cars. I got all that crap.
Yeah.
I go through phases.
Well, that's a good phase.
Remote
control airplane thing. Sweet.
Well, what's nice about it, I had a CNC machine.
Betabelt.
Yeah, that thing there, you just load up a big piece of foam in there and let that thing go for about 10 minutes. Hot glue gun, put the motor on there and let her rip.
Yeah, you were definitely into that.
Just like everything. Well, that's right. Yeah, just like everything else. So once I get it figured out there, I just like, okay, let's move along.
Yeah. 10 seconds. ladies cutting us off.
Oh my God, that's right. Yeah, we're done. Whoa. Yeah. Well, that's it.
Come over next week.
Hey, thanks for listening in Thursday night. Hey, go out there and have fun this weekend and check out the latest entertainment and, you know, support them. So anyway, catch everybody later.
Bye. Boy.
There you go. Wow.
So now do you know if anybody listened or not?
Oh, yeah, I had a couple of people message me. They're too chicken.